Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to get expert advice. Fantasy football players, call 799-1250 right now and have your questions answered by rotowire.com's fantasy football insider, Kevin Payne. Brought to you by the Q Club of Wisconsin, Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Catch all your sports action and enjoy their award-winning fish fry every Wednesday and Friday.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman, Cody Grant, our producer. But the man of the hour is our friend Kevin Payne from rotowire.com. Hey, the Bills are good again, Kevin.
Your definition of good might not be right on there, Bart. They're decent. You know what the key with them is if their defense is actually good. The problem is if the offense isn't doing anything, then the defense tends to mimic them. If the offense can move the ball, then the defense is kind of inspired to play. So that's how I would define them if they're considered being good.
All right, I'm going to throw down one ground rule today. When you tweet in at 105.7 FM The Fan, you have to use the hashtag AskKevin or I will not see it. So you normally I try to cycle through my feed on Twitter and our station feed, but we're so popular, we get so many notifications that this is the easiest way, okay? Ask Kevin the hashtag, and then I will see it. You can also call us, 414-799-1250, or use the email live at 1057fmthefan.com. If you've sent in a tweet and did not use the hashtag Ask Kevin, resend in another tweet, or your phone also does communicate via mouth, so you can talk to us as well. At 799-1250. We will get started via the telephone. Let's go to Jim in the Falls. Jim, what do you got?
Jared Goff or Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, good question. And historically, Pittsburgh's done well in Cincinnati. That being said, I would go with Goff. Denver's defense is not what they used to be, and he's been fantastic. If my memory serves me correct, he's leading the league in passing yards. He should have those guys back. Talking about Cooks and Kupp, they're in the concussion protocol, but they should be able to play. So I would stick with Goff.
Alan tweets in, hashtag AskKevin at 105.7 FM The Fan. Deshaun Watson or Matt Ryan?
Another good one. Deshaun Watson's going to get you some stuff with his legs. I'm going to lean with him at home against the Bills. I like Matt Ryan a lot, too. You know, everybody out there who's got these quarterbacks, these are good questions. Don't get me wrong, but see if you can get something in the trade market for them. You won't have this headache every week, and you can bolster either your tight end, running back, or wide receiver slot instead. I don't see any reason to hang on to two good quarterbacks. I know buys are here, but see what you can get in the trade market for those guys.
God, the tight end spot is brutal this year.
Horrible. It's everybody says this is a weird year in the NFL. Every year is a weird year, but for a different reason. And so far this year, it's been the year of the tight end injury. Everybody keeps getting hurt, and there's not a lot of good options out there. Especially, I play in some two leagues where you have to start two tight ends.
Ugh.
It is absolutely scraping the bottom of the barrel, looking at guys that are second and third tight ends on their team to go ahead and start each week.
Yeah, who'd I pick up from Denver in a league last week? Heilman, some...
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Fireman, yeah. Two games ago, he had a good game.
Yeah.
And then last week didn't do a whole lot.
Dylan tweets in, hashtag ask Kevin. He needs one of three. It's a PPR. Corey Clement, Aguilar, or Doug Baldwin?
I would go back to Baldwin in this one. I know he had the terrible game last week, but the fact of the matter is he's still the number one guy. This is a very good matchup going into Oakland. Look, if you can't use him this week against Oakland, you shouldn't even have him on your roster. So I would go back to Doug Baldwin this week.
Let's go out to Jimmy on the east side, 799-1250. What's up, Jimmy?
Just a general roster question. Are Larry Fitzgerald and Derrick Henry even worth a roster spot at this point?
Fitzgerald, no. I mean, find a week where he's been relevant or done anything. You can't, and I just think with the rookie quarterback, maybe he'll have a good game every once in a while, but he's not going to be consistent, and I hate to say that because he's probably in the twilight of his career. Derrick Henry's a different story, though. You know, game flow really hasn't favored using him. I would hang on, not necessarily start him, but I would hang on to him for a couple more weeks to see how he does. I still think there's time for him to turn it around. He's their goal line guy, and I think that, as I said, the game flow really hasn't favored using him so far.
Let's get John on the east side. What's up, John?
Hey, I got David Johnson or James White.
Ooh.
Johnson. That's a good one.
How is he falling?
Yeah, he's falling, but if you look at his game logs, he had 2 touchdowns last game. He's really only had 1 bad game. Now, he's not putting up the monster production we've seen from him in the past. And the only reason I would consider White this week is that game should be a fantasy carnival. They're going to go out and put up a lot of points Sunday night there in New England. I would try to fit both the guys in your lineup. I can't imagine you've got better options, but if forced to choose, I think I would go ahead and stick with David Johnson just based upon the fact I think there's a higher floor with him than there is for James White.
Matt needs 2 of the 5 half-point PPR. Jeffrey, Lockett, Fitz, Crowder, Josh Gordon. Jeffrey, Lockett, Fitz, Crowder, Josh Gordon.
He needs 2 of them?
Yeah.
I would go with Alshon, who's looked good since he came back. He's absolutely healthy. I want to say Crowder, kind of, because I feel like he's going to have a good game, but he's definitely not reliable. Go with Lockett. I mean, he's been very good, pretty consistent. I think he's only had really 1 bad game a couple games ago. He seems to find the end zone a lot. And again, this is a great matchup going into Oakland. So go with Lockett and go with Alshon.
Josh needs 1 in a PPR. Demaryius Thomas, Devin Funchess, Lamar Miller, or Kiki Kuti Love Me?
Yeah, let's go with Kuti here. And here's the reason why. Tre'Davious White, who's one of the better corners in the league, is going to be on DeAndre Hopkins. 2 games so far, Kuti has done and delivered in both of them. They're trying to get this guy the football. So I would go with Kuti just based upon the fact that he'll have softer coverage. And I can't imagine Houston doesn't put up a good amount of points on the Bills at home.
Mike, Sterling Shepard or Alfred Morris, PPR?
Alfred Morris, just based on volume. It's a good matchup for Shepard, don't get me wrong, but I think the Morris at home, even though it's going to kind of a tough matchup against Carolina, I think he's going to get Alfred Morris. I still think he plays for the Redskins. I would still like Alfred Morris just based on volume because Matt Breida's out. I was starting to think about Matt Breida. I'm like, wait a sec. Breida doesn't play for the Redskins, and Alfred Morris doesn't play for the Redskins. But I think that's the volume's going to be there this week going up against Green Bay with Breida likely going to be out.
414-799-1250. You can call 414-799-1250. Let's go to Adam in Tosa. What's up, Adam?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. PPR, I'm starting Javoris Allen, but then I need one of the other following Wendell Smallwood, Alex Collins, Royce Freeman, or the fullback out in San Fran.
Yeah, I almost had to use the dump button there. That was close.
That's a tough last name. Sorry, Bart.
It's okay.
Yeah, we'll just call him Kyle J. But out of those guys, I think I like Smallwood the best. He's going to split time with Corey Clement tonight. But you can expect Smallwood to get at least 10 touches. A lot of it he does in the passing game. He got into the end zone last week. So I like rolling with Smallwood this week.
Luck or Mahomes, that one from Kale.
Mahomes for sure. Luck put up a monster game last week. I think it's going to be much tougher going up against the Jets. We're going to run the ball with Crowell. And again, that is going to be an absolute fantasy carnival Sunday night. Chiefs at New England. Should be a very entertaining game. Mahomes, look, he put up numbers against Jacksonville, the best defense in the league. He put up 300 yards and ran into the end zone. You've got to think he's going to do even better than that this week against New England.
Let's do some quick lightning ones, and then we'll get back to the phones. Jason, Carr or Winston?
Winston, love the matchup.
AJ wants to know, he needs two, Smallwood, Hines, Lynch, AP, and Kittle.
Kittle, who's done great with B-3rd so far, and I, again, go with Smallwood.
Brady or Rodgers?
Oh, close. Brady, though.
Deion Lewis or Tariq Cohen from Tanner?
Cohen coming out of the bye.
Right. Cooks, Edelman, Sanders, Emmanuel Sanders, or Chris Thompson? Cook, Edelman, Sanders, or Thompson?
Who is the second guy? Edelman. Edelman, again, this game should be very high scoring, especially if it's any type of PPR format. Edelman.
Cody Grant, our producer. What do you got?
We got Isaiah Crowell, Kenyon Drake, or Chris Thompson. I need two.
Yeah, so Chris Thompson's banged up. He might not even play this week. He's going to be the guy that I would lean to bench. And again, Carolina, that's kind of a tough matchup. So right now, and it'll be easier if we find out that Thompson's out for sure, and that is one of the early games, so we'll know around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock on Sunday. I would probably sit Thompson anyway, though.
Hey, who's on line two?
Vermania.
Vermania. All right, let's go to Vermania. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's your question? How you doing?
I'm doing great. So I've got Cooper, Allen Robinson, or Crabtree. Pick one.
Crabtree every week, it's like six catches for 66 yards. I would go with Allen Robinson here. Again, Bears coming out of the bye. The offense looked like it was clicking. I got to think that this is a decent matchup against Miami, although Xavier Howard has been a very good corner. I would still stick with Allen Robinson here. Does anybody trust Amari Cooper anymore? I mean, it's just ridiculous that they're not getting the ball. He had one target last game. I don't understand what Oakland's doing. John Gruden effect. I don't trust Amari Cooper, so let's go with Allen Robinson.
And then let's get one more from Arnell. What do you got, Arnell?
Hey, fellas, I need a quarterback, Drew Brees or Tom Brady.
Brees is on bye, bud.
That would do it. Go with Tom Brady. Kevin, appreciate it. You can follow Kevin, Casey Payne, 26, Payne, rotowire.com. I want to let you know that I did take advantage of the free trial, Kevin, because I needed auction values for a keeper fantasy basketball league, and that helped me out big time.
Yeah, we've got basketball up there. Hockey's up there as well. All that stuff, it's crazy, the stuff. NASCAR, tennis, the e-game, the guys playing video games. We've got all that, rotowire.com.
I got to take it, you're a Sabres guy, right?
I am a Sabres guy, yes I am.
I like that. That's the team I picked. I'm a Sabres guy. I don't follow hockey, yeah. But I'm a Sabres guy.
Give them a few years. They've got some young guys and Jack Eichel. The one thing I like about Jack Eichel, you're going to be able to root for him because he's going to be probably captain of Team USA for many years.
Me and my buddy, we would go to the bar all the time. This was like 7 years ago, and it was April, but the bar we went to, we wanted to watch the Brewer games, but the bar we went to was a hockey bar, so they'd always have hockey on it, so we thought, screw it, we'll like a team. We picked the Sabres. They made the playoffs that year. They have not made the playoffs since. So that's what it's been like for me.
Yes, under my profile name and picture on RotoWire, it says I am a glutton for punishment. I root for the Bills and the Sabres.
Kevin, we'll talk to you next week, man.
Sounds good, Bart. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.